Do you realize that the people who noticed that Jesus was to be born were Satanists?
Jesus.
The Bible says they followed a star. They were stargazers. The rabbis were blind. There are some prophets on that day, they did not know Jesus was coming. They were awakened when Satanists arrived. Magi's from another country. They said, we followed a star. Hey! That means they traveled years before the birth. How did they know someone was going to be born before he was born? You think you were born in Chipeseze? Let me explain to you something. Somebody from way back knew you were coming here. Your birth is not a random thing that happened when your father met your mother on the side of the road in that pickup. No, you didn't get that what I said. Now, what I'm trying to say is, there has already been a program for you to come here. There is a word called Logos. Then there is a word called Rema. Rema is a speaking word. You're hearing this. The Logos actually is the spoken word. The Rema is the speaking word. But there is one that a prophet sends. It's called the Shalak word. When the Bible says, and he sent his word and he healed them. The word that is performing is active. It's in a kinetic energy. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Most of you did not read what the scriptures are saying. Hear this. Wherefore henceforth, from now onwards, we only know men after the spirit. It is carnal men that think battles are fought in the natural. Imagine the rabbis had no idea. Nobody spoke about it. When Israel was tombed by magis, even Herod said, where are they coming from? But I want you to see the surgical operation of the devil. How is it that Satanists understand it? Voodoo people understand it. The sangomas get it. But the church people don't. To this day, Jews are wondering, is the Messiah coming? Yet the star knew it. And the whole country didn't know it. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Everything you see, if we go out right now, the sun is showing. It means it's declaring. To you, it's giving light. To God, it is speech. It is actually speaking, honoring God. You think it's a lie? Verse number 2. Day unto day, they utter speech. You see the moon, it talks. See, I could tell. And night unto night, it shows knowledge. Have you gone to the Zion Christian Church? Before Samuel Mutendi passed on, he said, in the matter of few days, when I die, a star will come here. And that star will show you exactly where I will be buried. Yes, do you see the logo with the star? That's the story. And he said, if you don't see it, everyone pack your bags. I'm a liar. I was never sent by God. That's when he died. And when he died, a star came down. To this day, go into town there. Where they deal with the star bodies, they will tell you on the same day he died, they recorded the star. The coordinates over the same location. I'm talking about signs that has no idea a man is dying. If we start doing a research here, we realize that there will be so many people born in 1980. How many were born in 1980? See that? You see that? You see that? But when Jesus was celebrating his birthday, he was the only one born that year. No, you're not hearing me. Because what happened with Herod, so that he could be surgical, Herod realized that I don't want the Messiah. So if these people, he said, he inquired about when they saw the star. And he gave an instruction. He said, kill everyone who is 2 years old. and below. So he put a buffer of 4 years, 2 years before the birth of Jesus, 2 years after the birth. He said, kill everyone. So within 4 years, only Jesus would celebrate birthday. You're missing that. There was no one in his age group because the devil made sure he would kill. He said, some of your problems are not problems because you were special, but maybe you were born around major. So, sorry. No. You are not hearing what I'm trying to say. This has nothing to do with me, but some of the battles you are fighting simply because you have no idea people around you. Let me tell you something. Battles you're facing right now, the problems you are facing are alarm systems, sirens to show you somebody next to you is special, or you are special, or you are sent to accompany the special person. You might be the... I knew you were not getting what I'm trying to get to. Do you realize that the people who noticed that Jesus was to be born were Satanists? It's not just the wise men that noticed. It's also the ecosystem. Let me take you there because I can see. Go to Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. The heavens. In other words, when you see stars and you see the moon, you think you are seeing the bodies of the realms in the atmosphere. No, you're not seeing that. The Bible says they declare. That means they are able to utter. I'm trying to get you to understand truth that is truth, but very difficult to understand. But you see, notice, even though they were Satanists, they were wise men. There is evidence that you are special, but only wise men are able to decode how special you are. This is why you need a prophet around you. See, they don't get it. You're getting this right. Because how else are you going to know that there is somebody around you who is special? And the heavens declare the glory. Imagine Satanists realized it. The stars realized it before Israel got it. To this day, Jews have not gotten it. Yet a star got it. Could it be you were born on a day the stars collided, and only heaven knows the day you were born, but your family hasn't realized it yet? Only today, when you walk back into that house, as we say in Nigeria, their eyes will clear. All of a sudden they know who you are. All of a sudden they thought you were that. See, have you ever imagined why there are some people, they can be the last born. They might not even have money, but they'll say, let's wait for him. Even if funeral will not take place. You'll be sitting there, you are the one who bought the coffin. They say, no. Wait for John. John is arriving. But John has not paid anything. John is coming. Who is John? They want him to be around. What has happened? They are recognizing something in the realm of the spirit. And they are realizing this one is important. The problem is your star has been hidden for a long time. You are missing this. Some of you are so beautiful as women that even if you record yourself and say, okay, I just want to step back, I don't want to be biased, you see something. You look at it like this, you see electricity is working. But to say who will marry you, no one will come. Some of you men have actually the right money and wonder, why am I not even getting the right person? You might marry, but you will marry and marry and divorce and marry because you are missing the right person.
Come on.
Because every time you walk like this, like I said in one of the series, legal captives, I was talking to you about how it is possible for you to wear another person's face. In UK, I prophesied to a lady and she was not married. And I said, one day Your friend asked you, can I wear your dress? You said, try it. Mm. She put it on. Within a few months, they were no longer friends. After a few weeks from that, she got married to the man who was supposed to marry the friend. Fear women. They are monitoring spirits sent to monitor your life from the time of birth. Just monitoring. You don't know why your progress will never come. It's one step after the other. You go 29 steps and you go 40 steps back. You wonder what's happening. You passed the school. You are a graduate. Things are not. Ha. Amen. Amen. Your very best friend who is not even wise. You even know this one is stupid. Is the one who gets the job. What is really taking place? Because there is something that you do not realize. The Bible says, from now forward, we no longer see men after the flesh. That means demons recognize when a person is actually a powerful entity on earth. The proof that you are struggling now is proof enough. There is somebody in the spirit who knows your real stuff and is trying by all means to stifle it, to dim it so that you will never be the light you are. Tonight, as a prophet, we cancel out any demonic influence by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let your amen thunder like fire.